The Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and You, a program for in-school listening. These programs are broadcast by transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. Today's story is called The Nightingale. A long time ago in China, there lived an emperor. The palace of the emperor was the most beautiful palace in the whole wide world. It was made of fine white china, and it broke so easily that no one could touch it. Now, all around this white china palace was a most beautiful garden. And in this garden were the most beautiful flowers. Everything about the garden was very, very beautiful indeed. But most people thought the most beautiful thing of all was the song of the nightingale, which sounded like this. Yes, there lived a nightingale in the trees of the garden, and this nightingale sang so beautifully that travelers who came to the emperor's capital stopped and listened. Then they went home to write books about their travels, and always they mentioned the emperor's nightingale. Well, one day when the emperor was reading one of these travel books, he said, and then he said,
"Well, what's this? It says, and in the emperor's garden there were flowers of silver and gold, but the nightingale is the best of all." The nightingale? Well, I know nothing about a nightingale. Lord Fu! Lord Fu!
Yes, Your Highness, what do you wish?
Lord Fu, there is supposed to be a very wonderful bird called a nightingale in my garden. These books say that it is better than anything else in all my great kingdom. I know nothing about such a nightingale. Why have I never been told about it?
A nightingale?
Yes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I've never heard it mentioned, Your Highness. Dear me, indeed.
Well, Lord Fu, I command the nightingale to appear here this evening to sing for me. The whole world knows about this bird, except me.
Yes, Your Highness, I'll find it. I'll look for it and I'll find it, Your Highness. I will indeed. Dear me, indeed. Oh, clubba-dubba-dubba-dubba-dubba.
Lord Fu, what's the matter now?
I just remembered.
Remembered what, Lord Fu?
I just remembered. I don't know where to look for the nightingale.
That, Lord Fu, is your problem.
Yes, Your Highness. That is my problem. Well, then, I suppose I'd better begin my search for the nightingale. Perhaps someone in the palace knows where or here we may find it. Perhaps Princess Patter-Patter.
Lord Fu.
Yes, Your Highness? What do you wish, Your Highness?
Lord Fu, I wish to hear this nightingale. I insist upon it being here tonight. If it is not, I will have the whole court trampled upon after supper.
Yes, Your Highness. Clubber-dubber-dubber-dubber-dubber-dubber.
Away ran Lord Fu looking for the nightingale. He went up and down the stairs, in and out of the rooms and halls, for he didn't know the nightingale was a bird to be found in the garden. No one had ever told him. More and more Lord Fu looked, and half the court ran with him looking too, for none of them wished to be trampled upon. At last they found a poor little maid in the kitchen who said,
Oh, heavens, the nightingale? Oh, I know it well.
And so they went in search of the nightingale. The whole court followed the kitchen maid and Lord Fu. Soon they heard a sound. And someone said,
There we are. What a wonderful song for such a little creature.
Yes.
I know, I've heard it before.
Oh, no. Those are the cows in the meadow of the garden.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Listen. Oh, how beautiful. That must be the nightingale.
No. Those are the frogs in the pond of the garden.
Oh. Wait. I think we shall soon hear it now.
Maybe you are sure?
Yes. Listen. Oh, listen. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, see? There it sits up there in the branches. It's a a little gray bird.
Is it possible? I should never have thought it looked like that. What a common little bird. Why, it has no color at all, just gray feathers.
Little Nightingale, our gracious emperor wishes you to sing to him.
Well, if kitchen girl don't keep us waiting, what does the Nightingale say?
She says she will gladly sing for our emperor, Lord Pooh.
Yeah, oh, that's good. You don't know how worried I was. Clubba, dubba, 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 dubba.
And so the Nightingale flew back to the palace. The lords and ladies of the court came into the great throne room and watched quietly. And then the emperor gave the command.
Nightingale, sing. Excellent, excellent. Lord Pooh?
Yes, your highness. You called me, your highness?
Yes, Pooh. This little bird, it's the most wonderful thing in my whole kingdom. The books are right.
If you say so, your highness.
I just did say so, Lord Pooh.
Yes, indeed. Indeed you did, your highness.
Pooh, sometimes I think you should be trampled upon.
Oh, clobber double. Oh, dear me. I'm sorry, your highness.
Yes, but I am too happy with the Nightingale to think about that now. Pooh, you are to see that the Nightingale stays here at court. It may have a room of its own, all hung in gold. And 12 footmen will watch over it.
Yes, your highness.
And now leave me alone. Everyone go. I wish to hear my Nightingale sing. Now go.
And so the emperor listened to the beautiful song of the plain little bird. All day long he listened. Then, as Lord Pooh was walking through the great hall, he heard...
Good day, Lord Pooh.
Good day, Princess Patter, Patter, Patter.
What is the matter with you, Lord Pooh? You haven't been yourself all day.
Princess Patter, Patter, I don't know what's happening in the palace.
You mean because of the Nightingale and the Emperor?
Yes.
I know what you mean, Lord Pooh. Do you know that the Emperor has refused to see anyone since he first heard that wretched Nightingale?
Yes, I know.
Well, I'll not stand for it, that's all. I will not stand for it. Lord Pooh, I intend to go straight to the Emperor. I've been listening to that bird, and I can sing just as well as any tiny gray nightingale.
Do you care?
I can. You see, I've brought this glass of water with me. Now I'll swallow a bit, and then you just listen.
Carubba-dubba, stop that! The Princess Patter-Patter! Why, it's not at all like the singing of the Nightingale. Well, this is awful.
Well, I never, Lord Pooh, I never.
Carubba-dubba-dubba-dubba.
Meanwhile, each day, the emperor listened to the singing of his nightingale. Until one day, there came a box, all wrapped with ribbon, to the emperor's palace. When the emperor opened it, he said...
Lord Pooh, look at this.
Well, crubba dubba dubba dubba.
It's another nightingale.
Oh, but this one is much prettier. See how it was jewels, diamonds, and rubies, and sapphire. How they sparkle.
And see that tail? Gold and silver all over.
Yes, your highness. Here's a little button. Oh, see, right here.
I wonder what it's for.
I wonder, too.
I suppose we could push it and find out.
Yes, I suppose we could.
Well, should we?
Why don't we?
Well, if you say so, Lord Pooh.
No, I didn't say so, Your Highness. You did.
I did? Well, then what are you waiting for? Push the button, Lord Pooh.
What? Yes, Your Highness. Listen to that.
How differently it sings.
And this bird looks much nicer than your other nightingale, Your Highness.
Much nicer, Lord Pooh.
Much, much nicer, Your Highness.
Lord Pooh, bring my other nightingale. It shall sing a duet with this one. The two of them shall sing together. Find my other nightingale at once, Lord Pooh. Hurry.
Oh, But Lord Fu could not find the real nightingale. You see, when the real nightingale heard the emperor say that he liked his gold and silver toy nightingale better, the poor little bird flew out the window and back to the forest. Lord Fu looked and looked, but could not find the real nightingale anywhere. So the emperor listened to his imitation nightingale. Of course, the toy could sing only one song, but everyone said that it sang that song very well. Day after day, the toy nightingale sang the same song. Years passed, and still the emperor listened to his imitation nightingale. Then one day, the emperor became ill. He was very sick indeed, and as he lay in his bed, he listened to his imitation nightingale. And then suddenly, the imitation nightingale broke. The insides whirred and buzzed, and the bird refused to sing. Lord Fu said,
"Trouble, jubba, 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 jubba. What is the matter with the bird, Lord Fu?"
"But I don't know, Your Highness."
"Make the bird sing again, Lord Fu."
"Yes, Your Highness, I'll try, Your Highness." "Oh, crubba, jubba, jubba, it will not sing, Your Highness."
"Music, please. I must have music."
"But, Your Highness, I'm doing my best."
"I'll have you trampled upon, Lord Fu, if you cannot make it sing."
"Yes, Your Highness."
"And hurry."
I will, Your Highness."
"I must have music."
Oh, dear me, music. Now, where can I find music? The royal musicians are always out of tune. They only make the emperor sicker. Well, I suppose I could whistle.
Oh, do you stop that noise?
Yes, Your Highness.
Just leave me alone, Lord Fu. If you can't make my nightingale sing, then be quiet.
Well, if you say so, Your Highness.
Lord Fu, where is that coming from?
It seems to be in the garden outside the window, Your Highness.
Open the window, Fu.
It is open, Your Highness.
Oh, it must be my real nightingale. Come back to me.
Why, it's coming closer.
I was right. It is my little nightingale.
Why, so it is, Your Highness. But see, it flies through the window.
Oh. Sing, little nightingale. Sing for me. You did come back after all. Now you must always stay with me. Sing only when you want. My empire is yours to command. Sing. Sing, little nightingale.
And so the nightingale sang on and on. In no time at all, the emperor was well again. The little bird came each morning to the emperor to sing for him the whole day through. Each night it flew back to its home in the forest. And the emperor knew that the heart of the little gray nightingale was worth more than all the golden imitations in his whole wide kingdom. Oh, yes. And do you know, to this very day, Lord Fu still says,
"Well, crubba, dubba, dubba, crubba, dubba, dubba, indeed."
Today's story play, The Nightingale, was adapted for radio by Duane Zimmerman. This program was produced by Duane Zimmerman with music by Dee Scheinblum. Our engineer was Johnny Allman. The Minnesota School of the Air has just presented Old Tales and You, a program for the primary grades, broadcast by transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. 1 week from today, we'll bring you the story play, How the Robin's Breast Turned Red. Your announcer has been Don Selfridge.